I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to ABG, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. I'm Mel.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Janet.
If you get squeamish about the topic of bodily excretions,
ew,
we are giving you fair warning to hit the pause button and check out one of our other episodes, because the focus of today's episode is the vagina. So in past episodes...
and the butthole.
All the holes in the southern region of the body. In past episodes, we've talked a little bit about what goes into a vagina, but we haven't really thoroughly discussed what comes out of the vagina. And I am, of course, talking about periods and poop. Let's start by talking a little bit about the last time we had our period. What was your last period like?
Currently.
So Helen is currently on, you're currently in your flow. When did you start?
I started 2 days ago. So I'm like in the max of my flow right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long is your period usually?
It's usually about 5 days long. And then on the sixth day, that's when I just wear like a pad instead of a tampon. We can all go into that.
Yeah.
The methods or what you use later. But usually on the last day, it's very light. So I don't stick anything up my vagina to clog it up.
Are you very regular? Like, is it always 6 days?
No. Yes, that is, but it's not regular in when it comes. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it's every like 33, 34 days.
But you still get it every month?
But I do.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
So it's annoying because I can never plan for things or like when it's going to come.
How about Mel?
I honestly don't remember, but I think I definitely had it last month. Like Helen, I don't know like when it comes in the month. I just know when my body reacts a certain way, and we can talk about that later. My period is also 5 days, with the sixth day being a little more like panty liner and like, what is that word called? Not bleeding. I mean, it's bleeding.
Spotting.
But spotting. So on the sixth day, I'm usually spotting. And then my general like, I guess like heavy flow or my flow cycle is like, first day is kind of okay. It's like medium, but I know my second and third day is my heavy days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts like trickling out. And then by the sixth day, I'm kind of just here and there.
Literally. Yeah. Trickling out.
Literally. Jenna, how about you?
Yeah. How about you?
So my last period was maybe like, I have an app that I use.
I have an app too.
Yeah. What app do you ladies use?
The one that I use is called Life.
Life.
L-I-F-E.
L-I-F-E. Ooh. So are you trying to make a life? Is that what,
is that what you're trying to do right now? No.
I don't know how they got that app name though. That seems like a really difficult app name to get, Life.
But do you use it mostly just like as a calendar or?
Yes. So I just use it for a calendar. It gives me a reminder. It'll say like 3 days till your period. Mm. But then it's usually wrong because mine is irregular.
Right,
so I'm like three days until one more day until my period.
Yeah.
But I think the good thing about it, and I had learned about this only like a year ago and started keeping track of it, because now I can see that I am irregular and I can see I'm like consistently irregular,
right?
That every like month I add an extra day or so to the month before. But the good thing about this also for people who are trying to get pregnant, and I think a lot of apps do this, is that it tells you when you ovulate, which is when your body like releases a new egg.
When you're fertile, basically.
Yeah, you're fertile. And that's when, if you don't want to have a kid, don't have sex during that time, or if you do, then you try during that week, that period of time. Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's cool. I don't use any apps.
I use Flow, which is something that I just found in the last like 4 or 5 months. Because a lot of my girlfriends are a little bit older, in their 30s, and yeah, they started using period tracking apps for like, you know, for fertility. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get pregnant, but I wanted to kind of just be able to map out like my cycles. I've always been a little bit irregular. Mm-hmm. And prior to this, I was on birth control for like maybe a year or two, and that was used in such a way where I was actually just not getting my period at all.
Oh.
And I think for some girls, that my gynecologist at least said that some women, their bodies do react that way. Like you can take it in a certain way where you're supposed to only get your period 4 times a year. And then, so I was doing that, but I was just not getting it at all. And so I kind of went through a phase where I'm like, this doesn't feel right, even though mm-hmm. she says it's healthy and it's fine. So it's been maybe like 8 months and I've started having the period back again, but very irregularly. So like mm-hmm. my last period 2 weeks ago was like 3 days and like very light spotting. And then prior to that, I had one that was like really heavy, like for 5 to 6 days and was just like really heavy.
That's insane.
So yeah, I think it's changed as I've gotten older. I do remember when I first got my period, it was like really severe symptoms, like really bad cramping, really sore all the time. And it would last for a really long time. And I think I was actually more consistent when I was younger. And then as I got older, it's getting less normal, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Does Flow work well for you, Janet?
Yeah, so one of the things that I really like about Flow, beyond the accuracy thing, because I'm already a regular like Helen, like I don't find it super helpful, mm-hmm. but I like having the log, and then in retrospect, then I can kind of see a pattern. But they also have tips, or what they call insights. So it's an entire section of the app where they basically have all these like facts, like scientific and health facts for women to educate you on different symptoms. It's really extensive. It's like you log on any given day. Are you on your period? How heavy is the flow? What are your symptoms? What was your activity like? What did you eat? Like you could get very, very detailed mm-hmm. and then you can track it over time. And then whatever you log, they will serve you insights related to that. So if I said I was like spotting, they're like, oh, what does it mean when you're spotting? Is it bad if you spot 3 days in a row kind of thing?
Okay. I think I might switch over.
That sounds... And there's also a community aspect because like you can like comment on stuff. Yeah. So women will ask questions and then it's almost like a little bit of like a Reddit. Like they put it out there like, hey, yeah, like maybe I just took my IUD out and like I'm not getting my period. And is anyone else experiencing this? So
that is really cool. Because I feel like there's also like a stigma around talking about just periods and poops in general.
Yeah.
The first time I got my period, I didn't know what it was. And I was just like, holy shit, what is this? This is not poop. This isn't pee.
Yeah.
And then I had asked my mom and it was like at nighttime. I remember this very clearly. It was at nighttime and she had already gotten home. So I was like, Mom, there's something happening and it doesn't hurt, but
I'm bleeding.
Yeah, but I'm bleeding. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she just like handed me a pad and she's like, this is normal. And just put it on your underwear, change your underwear, obviously. And then like put this pad on. And that was pretty much it. She didn't really explain what else it was. And then my sister found out and she's like, good job, Helen. And then like give me a high five and that was it.
And, did you notice it first on your underwear? Or was like in the toilet?
I was on the toilet and I think I had spotted a little bit on my underwear. And then obviously when I wiped, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, yeah. At least it doesn't hurt whatever is going on with my body. But I didn't know anything about it beforehand. Yeah, I would think that school would educate you, but I don't think my school did. Or maybe I was asleep in class or something. I don't know.
I don't remember that. I don't remember if our school educated us as well. For me, I remember I was 10 when I got my periods. I was pretty young.
Super young. Yeah.
There's like a pattern in my family. I feel like it's like I have 3 years. So I got it when I was 10. My mom got it when she was 13. My grandma got it when she was 17. And I was like, shit. Is my, is my daughter
17? Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So I'm like, is my daughter going to get it when she's 7? Because I'm fucked. Yeah. I found out because I remember I was taking a shower and like I was taking out my underwear and I looked down and I was like, my thought was like, oh man, it's really dirty today. So I just threw in the laundry, like the laundry basket. And my mom goes, she like pulled me aside. She's like, I think you need to start wearing like this stuff.
Yeah,
she gave me a pad and I was like, I still like don't really remember what it was.
Yeah.
Like, but I remember seeing the commercials for like pads and tampons.
Oh, okay,
and they kind of clicked as I got older. I was like, oh, this is what it was for. Like you see like the flower with the string underneath.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, cool. Commercial. But now it was for a tampon. So I got my period when I was in fourth grade. In fifth grade in elementary school, it's like we have this big like graduation pool party. And I remember I got my period and I was so devastated because I was looking forward to this all year. And I'm like begged my mom. I was like, can I please use a tampon? I really want to go swimming. She's like, no, she would not let me use the tampon when I was in fifth grade. She's like, I don't think it's right. And I just didn't really get it.
Yeah.
So I had to sit out at that party. But then as I got older, it's like, that's something I guess we'd consider now is like for our kids. It's like, well, how young is too young for a tampon?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's like sticking something. The that's stigma, like pretty right. much the closest they're going to have to sex. Right.
Exactly. Right. So I think that's why my mom was like, no, like you're so young. But as a,
but is it also because like did your moms probably didn't use tampons, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they were not familiar with it. They had no idea how to like show you how to do right. it. Because I don't remember my mom forbidding tampons, but she just, if I brought it up, she was always just like, no, just use the pad.
Yeah. You know, same like for me. Yeah.
Me too.
And I know there's like TSS, the toxic shock yeah. syndrome,
if
right?
If you don't change it properly, if you leave it in too shit long. Out of
me. Yeah. So if you use, for example, you have like a light flow and you're using a super, then that's also bad because it's absorbing too much of your liquids. And also, yeah, if you leave it for too long inside of your body, then it builds up this bacteria and I think it goes into your bloodstream. It becomes like an infectious just like thing.
So ladies, make sure that you're using the light tampons if you're on a light flow and change that thing regularly.
I never use light.
I always use regular. Like I don't even go up.
Really?
For the regular. Yeah,
that's good.
I'm too
scared. I mean, one of the things I've experienced is that like I've been really light the past couple of times and it's actually been dry and it's like painful. It's like not good.
Oh yeah.
When it's too dry?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. But I'm not used to using pads anymore. Yeah, it feels so uncomfortable. So I'm like,
the pads feel like diapers.
Yeah. I only use like the lining towards the end for when you're spotting. Yeah. I use super all the time. And I think it's also because I leave it in maybe a little longer than I should, which is why I frequently leak. As a 30-year-old, but I also there's almost like an environmental feel to it where I'm like, but it's so much like plastic and it's like I don't want to waste it, so I'd rather kind of like push it to the absolute edge, and if it leaks a little bit, then fuck, just throw in the laundry. It's not a big deal. But there are times where I leak a lot.
No, I always leak too.
Do you guys have like a preferred brand or type of
Tampax Pearl? Plastic.
Oh yeah,
Pearl.
Yeah. Why did I say Tampax plastic?
I'm a big fan of the Playtex, like the sport.
Oh, you Playtex. Would. You would. That's so your commercial.
Here's a very detail that it's hard to find in tampons because the string, if it's like cottony, and you pee, and you don't change, then that thing gets wet and it's really gross.
So that is kind of gross.
Wait, I have a technique about this.
For the
hold
string.
It on the side.
Yeah,
It still doesn't.
It's no. still
you
like,
hold it?
No.
What if you pee on your finger?
You tuck it to the side of... Wait, what did you say?
What if you pee on your finger?
I don't pee on my... I don't hold it. So what I do is I sit on the toilet, take the string, and I shove it like right
up your butthole.
No, it's like right between your thigh, right?
Yeah. Like, here, I can't. I'm pointing it to you. It's like right here. So I tuck it in.
Oh, inside your your thigh crease.
Exactly.
Your thigh meets your hip.
So as I sit, it's holding it. So my hands aren't being used.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's still. I feel like because it's still all in that same region. Even if your pee doesn't get directly on it, it will still start to seep through a little bit. I always feel like
a little bit because I mean the two holes are like really close together.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you have like a splattery pee, then.
Yeah. I also have a really small bladder and I pee very frequently.
Me too. It's like wait, this is a side story. Do you guys remember when you first tried a tampon for the first time? Like, do you guys know how to stick it up?
I remember looking at the pictures, right? And that's also the first time I saw like a vagina. I was like, is this porn? But I tried to do it, but it was too dry and it hurt.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think I had that experience as well. But actually, I can't remember the very first
time. How old were you guys?
Oh my God, I don't really remember.
Yeah, it was probably like... I was probably like 15 or so.
Yeah. I think it might have been either latter half of high school or early college.
Yeah.
Because I wore pads for quite some time.
Same. And I did not tell my mom that
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I got one of those like free ones.
Mm.
I was like, ooh.
Those are real. Those hurt though.
Those hurt. Yeah.
Those and cardboard.
Yes. That's the first one that I used.
And cardboard like applicators are suck. Like, why? Definitely designed by a man. I think it actually
it probably is.
It sucks. Yeah. I asked you guys this because I remember the story so clearly when I tried the tampon for the first time. I think I was like, I was 15 and I was in the bathroom with my best friend and she's like, yeah, you should just use a tampon. We're going swimming. I was like, I'm going to go in this time. I'm going to go swimming. And so she gave me a tampon and I remember I was in the bathtub and I like didn't know what to do. I don't know why I was in the bathtub, but I didn't want her to see me. She was in the restroom with me, so I didn't want her to see me stick it up.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know where it is. She's like, here. She gave me a mirror and I had to like put the mirror on the floor and I was like standing over the mirror.
Oh, to find your hole.
I really, and I honestly could not find my hole. And I was like, which one is it? She's like, it's the one that you just stick it up. And I was like, which one? And I was like, I didn't know. I was like, this one. And I think for the longest, I was trying to stick it up my pee hole.
Oh, yeah. Same.
You know why? Yeah. Because a vagina, when you're younger, doesn't look like a hole.
Yeah.
It looks like lips.
Yes.
So I was like, I can't find it.
Yeah.
So I think after, like, I don't know, 45 minutes, I finally found it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, dude. When I was, no one taught me this.
Yeah.
No,
for the longest time, I thought the pee hole was the same as the period hole.
Where you
hole.
Bleed from. Yeah. I don't remember the first time using it, but I do remember multiple sessions of trying based on free samples that came. I think I like subscribed to 17 magazine or whatever, and they would send you those samples. I remember multiple times trying and just giving it because I was like, I don't know how to do this. It's not working.
Right. Yeah, the cardboard ones are terrible. Ugh, it like literally scrapes the inside of your body.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that they always have in like those dispense like things.
The 25 cents.
I'm gonna pull that. I'm gonna take hella rolls of toilet paper and make an impromptu pad.
That's what I do still.
I mean, me too.
Have you ladies heard of other feminine hygiene products now? Like the Diva Cup, there's the Thinx underwear. Have you guys heard of that?
I've heard about it, but I think, do you use it or have you used it?
No, before? I was going to buy a pair just to try
just
it
to
out.
Try it, yeah,
but I haven't tried either.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. It's like, it's pretty much a pad built into your underwear right? Yeah. So wouldn't it just feel like a pad and be all like squishy and stuff? And then also if you were to throw it into your laundry, like, isn't that just a lot of blood that's mixing around with all your other clothing?
I think there's some technology with the cloth that soaks it in. I don't know, but yeah, I was curious. I wanted to buy a pair just to see, but they're kind of pricey. It's like $40, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it works very well because I've heard good things about it, but I don't know. I think we just need to try it. But I have heard about the Diva Cup.
Yeah.
And honestly, for me, it would probably be a good thing because then I don't have to think about like the environmental impact of using so many tampons. I heard women use like 15 to 20,000 pads or tampons in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
And that adds up. That's like such a huge, that's so much plastic and just like
waste.
It's also very expensive. I mean, that's expensive too, right? If you think about how much you spend on period products and it's a monthly thing.
Right.
So there's all these businesses now that do like subscription services. Mm-hmm. But if you just had a Diva Cup, that's like you're paying one time, maybe a little bit more, and then saving.
Right. And a Diva Cup, I think that came out more recently, right? Yeah. As an alternative method. But it's essentially like a rubbery cup. I'm sure the material is like safe for your body to be in your body. But you put the cup, you like curl it up. And I've seen this before. You curl it up and you like stick it
up. Wait, you've seen this before?
I've seen this before because I bought one because I was like, I should try this. So I have one. Yeah. You ladies want to try
it. YouTube it? Or like, how did you?
I think I went on their website and they have a tutorial of how to use it. So you're supposed to just like kind of fold it up and stick it up your vagina hole. And
not to be confused with your pee hole.
Yes.
Or your poop
or your butthole. There's a lot of holes down there, apparently. And then it just holds onto your period. And when you pull it out, it just all comes out at one time. So instead of changing it frequently, I think you can change it like at the end of the day. And then you just disinfect it by boiling water and like leaving it in there.
But what if you're at work? Like
I think it's like a full day kind of a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You change it out at the end of the day.
But what if it accidentally came out when you were peeing at work? And now you...
But isn't the suction so strong that it won't come out?
I don't even know how you get it out, though.
Well, you put that your fingers up in your vagina. You scrunch up your fingers and you go up there and you pull
but
it
But can
out.
You even imagine, like, when you're pulling it out and, like, all the blood comes...
I know.
Like,
it's
all over your hand. I have a visual in my mind of, like, you know when you pull the plug of something and things come splashing out like
yada.
That's, like, what I'm visualizing.
Damn.
And I know that's probably not accurate, but...
My best friend uses it. She said she really likes it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. How long has she been using it?
Oh, I think since last year.
Last year.
I need to ask her if she's still using it. To be honest, I'm gonna try it, but I picture all the blood on my fingers. I don't know.
Sorry, ladies, I just pulled it up because I'm so curious about how this works. Let's just watch this really quickly.
Oh, it's a sketch. That's a very clever way to do it.
So there is a little like string thing that you can pull out.
There's a little like nipple nubbin thing.
Oh, it literally like suctions inside your body. Yeah. Then.
I do think it might leak a little though. Like once you pull it out.
Yeah. Like it's not gonna fit perfectly inside this little cup.
Right.
Like you bring it out and it's a glass of wine or something.
And what if you have a really heavy day? Then I suppose it would sit there, and then when you take it out, the excess that overflows the cup would come out too.
Right. Because it looks like there's a suctioning method where it doesn't leak on the sides.
But I think with your period, it doesn't like flow like water. It just like drips. Right. So I think maybe that's why it doesn't leak as much because it's like dripping into the cup versus...
Also the consistency of the blood is not like if you cut yourself blood, watery. It's very thick with like other, like it's like the tissue lining and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
But going back, Janet, what was your first period
experience? So I feel like I probably did learn about it in school, and I had a lot of girlfriends who got their period before I did. Mm-hmm. So I knew about it kind of like secondhand from them. I do remember when I got it, I also went to my mom, and she was very chill about it. Just like, oh, here's a pad, and this mm-hmm. is what you do. And I don't know why. I remember feeling really sad, like emotional. Oh, like, really? Oh my God. I don't know. It was like...
You were on your period.
But. Yeah. Like, maybe it was PMS. I don't know. But like, I felt really emotional that it's like, not a loss of innocence, which is weird, but it's like you're growing up, or it's like, oh my God, now I've entered into this phase where every month I have to deal with this.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Wait, speaking of PMS, what are your symptoms?
In the last 2 or 3 times, I don't really feel like I have heavy symptoms. There have been a couple of times, but the symptoms are generally around like cramping and bloating. Like I don't really notice an emotional.
Oh.
But maybe it's just like I'm not perceptive.
Well, maybe Helen has some because she's on it right now. Are you PMSing?
Yeah. Yes. I feel like the older that I get, and you would think that the older that you get, the more used to your period that you get. But I feel like now it impacts me a lot more. Like the couple of days that's leading up to it, I do gain like 3 to 5 pounds full 5-day period.
Oh, wow.
Even like up to like 7 pounds, which is like kind of crazy that my body weight can like fluctuate that much on my period. But everything feels tighter, especially around my thighs and also the waist area.
Yeah.
Like everything just feels tighter. My clothes feel tighter, not my skin. That feels much softer. And mentally, I'm just like, everything's just like, I don't know, it pisses me off.
Yeah. I could feel you. I could relate. So I don't use apps like you guys, but I know my period's coming when my like emotional state and like my body state has changed. Like at work sometimes, like things that piss me off, usually they don't, but like I'm like, why am I so like annoyed by this? Or like I get more emotional, like I might cry a little more, and then my period comes a few days later. I'm like, ah, that's why. One clear sign that my period's coming is when my boobs get really hard. Like, my nipples get really hard. I'm like, but I want you to get soft. I don't get it. Like, I was telling the girl, like, there's one time I was in the shower, and I'm like, maybe this is TMI, but usually when you're warm, your nipples are kind of, like, soft.
Right.
And I was in a hot fucking shower, and I'm like, oh, like, poking my nipples. I'm like, okay, I don't get why you're not getting soft. And then my period came. And that's how I knew.
Like, definitely just your temperament is just a little bit more, like... I don't know. You just get more annoyed with things faster, and you're also more like tired.
Oh,
yeah. No, not for you. I feel super tired.
I'm always tired, so I don't know. But I guess, do you guys think that like your symptoms while you're on your period, like it's like a foretelling?
Like a precursor to how
you are when you're pregnant. Yeah.
I recently started feeling that way because I recently am starting to feel more of these symptoms as I'm getting older. And I feel like it's only been within this past year, because before 30, like it was just like another day where it would come and be like, oh, stick a tampon in and leak a little bit and now I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm like going to be known to be the leaker now. Yeah. Dang it. But now it's like, now I'm thinking to myself, is my body telling me you should have a baby? You should have it's time to, you know?
Actually, I want to retract, but yeah, I would say the last couple of times my symptoms have been very like light, but I do remember 2 or 3 months ago, similar to Helen, I noticed I was having this conversation with friends around my age group that, yeah, like it feels like every year now after your 30s, like the symptoms do increase in intensity. Like I don't feel the emotional symptoms, but like the cramping got really, it was like a lot more intense than it used to be. And yeah, fatigue. I felt like a lot more tired, which was strange. But.
And how intense are your cramps when you ladies cramp? Because I know some people are like they physically can't move for periods of time. Like there are times when I'm in a meeting and I'm just like... Someone's talking to me and I'm just like holding down my chair and sweating. I'm just like, yep. I'm just like, I can't move right now. It hurts so bad.
Oh my God.
It lasts for like a minute.
Yeah. Do you take like Midol or any of those? Like,
No.
I took over the counter, or like, I don't know, our office had some generic Midol type thing, but that was the first time I took it. But usually it's like not that bad, but it was starting to get to the point where I'm like, not that it's unbearable, but it was like very annoying and felt like really uncomfortable.
Oh my God. So. How about you, Mel?
My cramps were really intense when I was younger. Like I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah. And the bedridden. Yeah. I heard story. Yeah.
But I remember I wouldn't take Advil or anything or Midol. My grandparents and my mom would give me like Eastern medicine.
Okay.
It was like, it smells so bad. It was like, I remember it's like this plastic like pod or plastic thing. And there's like those black pills in it. I would take that. And it smells.
I think
like
I know
shit.
What you're talking about. It looks like rat poo.
Exactly.
I took that for stomach aches.
Yeah.
So I think it's like licorice root or something.
So I took rat poo when I was younger, but as I got older, it's been better.
So I don't have that many cramps anymore.
Well, wait till you hit 30, Mel. Yeah.
No. Maybe it's gonna come back. Did your parents or did your mom like culturally have any type of remedies or ways of treating?
Rapu?
So yes, my mom still does this. Every time I come home, she gives me this thing called period soup.
Oh shoot.
Oh.
And it's made out of like goji berries and dried red dates.
Yes.
Oh, chicken, yeah. Some I think there's some like ginseng and like other herbs in it. She's always like, I spent so much time doing this, like make sure you drink it. You gotta like, and it's supposed to help you replenish your blood, and there's like a lot of antioxidants and all that in there. So the period soup, I always look forward to that. And it's weird because like she knows when I have my period, and I'm like, are you checking the freaking trash can?
Yeah.
Like, do you know when I have my period? Because right after it's done, she'll be like,
here's the soup. Yeah.
That's nuts. How would she know?
Very observant.
Your mom. It's just the motherly thing, maybe.
Instinct, yeah.
My daughter has her period.
Another cultural thing is, I don't know about your parents, but for my mom, or my grandma specifically, whenever I'm on my period, she'll never let me drink cold beverages.
Oh, yes. My grandma was like that too.
Right.
Yeah.
It has to be warm. Like, or like room temperature, like with water. I always wanted iced water when I was younger. Yeah. She's like, no, your period.
I think in Chinese culture, like you don't, because it's supposed to be, if you have a cold beverage, it congeals. And so you want the warmth to let it to like, kind of flow freely. Otherwise the blood gets like clotty, I guess is like their way of thinking. My parents say you shouldn't have spicy foods when you're on your period.
Oh, I think I've heard that before. Or just like in general, they don't, because it like flares up your pimples and like all of that too. So
it messes with like the chemistry in your body or something.
Yeah.
All right. So with your periods, do you guys ever talk to your like your boyfriends or your partners about it? Or like, hey dudes, I can't have sex right now because I'm on my period. Helen. We're single, so we don't really know.
I got no one to tell. So
every month, there's always a text message, and it says, yay! And then it's just like punctuation period, exclamation mark, and then that's it.
So it's like, yay, it's your code. Period.
He knows.
Yeah. So I'm very open about that because I think you should be with your partner that you do have your period, especially if you're sexually active, right? Yeah. So that they don't have to worry about, you know, is there a baby on the way or not? Mm-hmm. So we're very open about that stuff. And I think he can also
tell
when I'm starting to get my period. And he'll say things like, okay, I understand you. It's coming. Like, yep. And I think some women would take that offensively because it's like, well, don't just associate my mood to my period. But I'm like, yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Treat me nice. How about you ladies?
From what I remember? Yeah. Shoot. I mean, yeah, I just say like on my period. If I'm overreacting, I'm like, shit, I think my period's coming. Or with sex, I was like, my period's coming. So I'm pretty open. Because you can't really hide that. Let's say you want to have sex. Like, oh, let's have sex. Like, oh, and then there's red stuff. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be pretty, like, open and honest.
It's better to tell them beforehand so that they know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh! Nice. No, same. I would say I'm always very open, whether I'm in a relationship with them or even if it's, like, if I've been on a couple dates with a guy and if it leads to physical anything, I will tell them, like, I'm on my period.
Yeah.
So to set expectation. As women, what is your preference? Like, if you're on your period, do you not want to have sex? There's actually sometimes they say you're like you're more horny when you're on your period, right?
You want to have sex more when you're on your period.
Yeah. So what is your, do you have a philosophy on?
I do think that when you're on your period, you're definitely more hornier than you are when you're not.
Yeah.
And I also think, I wonder if it's because you have this like thing in your head saying, I can't have sex right now. So maybe I want it even more.
Oh,
right.
You can have it,
but just like most people don't.
It's an obstacle.
Yes.
And you're like, I can overcome this obstacle.
Exactly. Do you feel the same way?
I think it does because it's more sensitive.
Yeah.
Right?
That's very
like
true.
Down there. And so it does feel better.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's messy as fuck.
Yeah. I think guys just are kind of turned off by the ideas. I mean, I don't know, some guys.
Yeah.
But tell me, have you guys ever had sex on your period? If so, do you guys do it in the beginning of it or like towards the end? Like
all throughout.
Really?
No, I mean, like, yes. And I think the guy is usually like, more like afterwards, and they try not to think about it or look at it or like, you know, it's in the dark and turn off the lights this time.
Like, do you like lay down a towel?
Yeah,
or, like,
put down a towel.
For sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, you don't?
I think I only had sex like just a few times on my period, but it was either in the shower where I know it's clean.
Oh, that's
That makes sense.
The only thing that threw me off is one time we're having sex in a shower and I looked down, I was like, holy shit, it's red. Like,
it can look very graphic.
Yeah, it threw me off. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's true. Versus if you're on a bed, the lights are off.
Yeah,
and you have the towel and the towel's taking care of it.
Yeah. See, I never done that. Or like I did it once at the tail end. That's, you know, your end of it, you're like, yeah, I should be done by now.
At the end, at the end is probably better. And I think for guys too.
But the thing is, what happens is like at the end, like I would do it. I'm like, I think it's pretty much done. And then we're like, nope, it's still there. It's still there.
Well, because I think the motion of it, you're like pretty much cleaning you out.
I mean, one can say that. Have you guys, this is the first time I'm hearing that you guys like have done it in the towel dark stuff.
Yeah. The towel dark stuff. I mean, I think it was the same that we were turned off by the whole shower thing, right? Because if you look down, it's just like, whoa. Yeah. Is someone dying in here? What's going on?
I think for most guys that if they've been in like long-term relationships, they're used to, they might not prefer it, but they, you know, because it's like, it's something that happens frequently enough that if you have a healthy sex life, like it's going to cross paths, right?
Wait, should we ask our ABBs?
Oh, yeah.
Our guy listeners, do you guys have sex with your partners when she's on her period? And are you turned off by it? Like, how do you guys go about when your sexual partner is on her rag? Please let us know in the comments below, or actually just email us. I don't know if people want to see this in the comments below.
You say on her rag?
That's another slang for a period.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is it a rag?
Because she has a towel down.
Put the rag
down. Do you have any slang for it? Maybe it's a West Coast thing.
Rag? I've never.
Yeah. She's on her rag or I'm
my
on
my dot?
Okay, speaking of dudes and periods, let's move on to poop.
Wait, what? I know.
Speaking of periods and dudes.
Speaking of dudes and like bodily excretions down there. So beyond periods, what else happens down there? Pooping, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys talk about pooping with your partners?
I mean, I would tell them I need to poop. I'm like, please don't listen. I get awkward. Like, I'm so awkward about it.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty poop shy too. So
when you live with your boyfriend.
I know. So that's a thing where I for sure was more like, it shouldn't be like a shame thing. I don't know why there's so much shame around talking about poop or like going poop or whatever it is. But at first I was very like ashamed by it. And then when he's in the shower, that's when I go poop. And then when he's like sleeping, I'll go poop. And he was like, are you a ninja pooper? Like, when do you poop? I've never seen you poop. And now I'm kind of just like, you know, you just got to go when you got to go. It's like a health thing too. You can't leave it in your body.
Yeah.
So I announce it. I'm just like, I'm gonna go poop.
Or do you do that? So like when you hear sounds like, oh, she's pooping.
Wait, when you hear sounds?
Because I would probably announce it to like be like, hey, when you start hearing things, it's because I'm pooping.
Oh, no, I still
just
turn
so they don't get caught.
Like, what the fuck?
I still turn on like the music.
Yeah.
But when I turn on the music, that's when he knows that I'm pooping because obviously I'm trying to cover up the dunk.
Or like the like, I think it's like the sound of pooping isn't that bad. I think sometimes like when you're farting, it's like, dude, this is like intense.
It's a little bit more, yeah.
Okay, how do you guys feel about, because we all work in corporate. Mm-hmm, we all have an office with public toilets. Yeah. How do you guys feel about pooping in an office?
Fucking hate it, dude.
I know it's a thing that people have like poop shyness. I will go.
You're that person.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing is because it's like the stall is covered. We're in a place where that's the whole point of this room is for you to do that.
No poop shame for Janet.
Damn,
you are that person.
I'm the person that goes in and someone walks in, I stop, and they leave, and then I start going, and then someone walks in, I stop.
I fucking
again.
Hate that person too. And
you're that. Wait, you're that person?
No, I hate the person that is either the bombastic pooper or the one who just chills there and like doesn't move. Because I'm like, okay, dude, you've had your time. Get out so I can like freely
stop
fart.
Hogging.
Why don't you just move at the same time?
Because you're like being like, if you're silent over there, I'm just like, are you waiting for me to like fart? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I try to be like polite about it. Like, right, if I don't want to make noise, but sometimes if you can't, if it's a situation where you can't and it's between making noise or like being uncomfortable, I'm just gonna go. I don't want to sit in my desk all day with like
I feel like I'm growing with my poop comfort at work. I'm the person that sits there and like in and out, I'll stop. But it's gone to a point where like I've been running late to meetings and I have a poop chat with two of my coworkers at work. I'm like, I'm going to shit. We always talk about when we're pooping because it's always hard. And it started to hurt because as I was waiting for people to leave, like your poop will like, you'll turtle.
Oh,
you just let it hang?
You just let it hang?
Oh.
So it feels uncomfortable. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's definitely not healthy for you. Well, you should just let it out.
Yeah, so
let it out.
Alternative, like lay toilet paper into the bowl so that when it falls, it doesn't make a sound.
Oh, shit.
Silent that cushion.
I don't like wasting paper, though.
Well, are you going to just leave a hard poop in your butthole or what? Let it go.
But wait, you guys are shy about the plunking sound?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so I think it depends on your environment, right? So I think at my work, people are more free about it. And when other people are, then I'm okay with it also.
Yeah. Mm.
But I definitely end up like giggling when I... when there's someone else next in the next stall over, yeah. and I like let it go. I can't help but giggle, and I try to hold it in so badly.
But you're laughing at them or at you?
At myself.
Are you guys fast poopers or slow poopers? Slow. Are you like a sitter?
I'm a sitter.
I mean, that's also usually my break time.
Yeah, your phone time.
Yeah. As gross as that is, guys, it does happen.
Nope, I would agree. I think that's a thing. Yeah. It's like the time that you get away from people in the office, right? Mm-hmm. So
like, yeah, I've fallen asleep on the toilet before, but I'm just like, I just need a break and I can't sleep anywhere. So I just put my head down and I just poop and sleep.
There's one technique I learned from a friend to like get over like the poop shyness at like work or like a public setting. He said, dude, I shit all the time at the gym. I was like, really? What do you do? He's like, honestly, you put on your headphones. So in a sense, like you're blasting music in ears, so you can't even hear it yourself. So like, if you can't hear it, no one gives a fuck, right?
Yes, but that's even more awkward if you like step out and someone sees that you're listening to music.
Yeah, I actually would, because like then I would not be aware if someone's there. Like I would want to have the awareness.
But I guess that's the point.
That's the point, to not have that awareness. So, like, so that you're not that anxiety. Yeah.
That reminds me, like there are some people who take phone calls in the bathroom.
Really?
While they're,
Yeah,
at work. Like they can't just stop and they just really need to poop. I'm like, that's disgusting. And I'm about to flush
calls.
Right now.
Yes, I've heard people take personal calls in the stalls and I'm like,
what the? No one has done that at my work.
Okay, yeah, I've definitely heard that before. I'm like, I'm gonna flush.
Dang. I'm about to give you away. Yeah. So you better mute.
Exactly. Do you ladies look into the toilet bowl after you poop to see what it looks like?
Yeah, all the time. You have to.
Why do you have to?
You gotta see what you made.
You're like an artist in that one moment.
I look on occasion, but like,
really?
I'm a pretty fast pooper, so it's like, I know what it always looks pretty similar. I don't know. Janet's
a vegetarian. She's a regular. She doesn't
eat my veggies, so it usually comes out, you know. I mean, okay. I have my off days, but generally, I know what it looks like. It comes pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, usually if it's like a big one, I'll look at it to see exactly how big it was.
Are you like taking photos of it?
No. I definitely have never taken a photo of my poop before. But yeah, it's like, it's kind of like sometimes when you're at the gym, you know, and you like lift heavier weights and it's like a mini win for yourself and you're proud of it. And then
it's a pride
thing. Yeah, it's a pride thing. And it's the same thing when you look at the toilet and you're like, whoa.
Or if you got it all out in like one piece instead of like three smaller pieces.
Yeah.
Or you also know it's when you wipe less. You're like, yeah, the clean
one. The clean one. So yeah. I mean, I look at it too. I was just wondering if anyone else did. Have you guys ever clogged a toilet?
I broke a toilet.
Wait,
time out. Let me explain.
Wait, clog or break? That's a huge difference.
Okay, so I was taking a shit and I was like texting my poop chat at work and I was like, oh my God, yay, I finally shitted. I didn't break the toilet. The handle just was malfunctioning and it didn't. And I flushed it once and then I think it just kind of went loose.
Oh no.
So the handle was like flailing. I was like, fuck. So yeah, that was out of use for a week.
The worst is when like the water starts rising.
If that happens, it happens.
Has that happened to you before where like overflowed with your poop?
I don't know if I'm like mixing a memory with like a TV show I watched.
But okay, no, that's real. Don't you ever get nervous when like you're at a friend's place and you take a shit?
Yeah. It's like a better flush. Or like, if you flush once, you're like, why is it just circling the bowl?
Yeah, that's happened before.
Me too.
It's happened before in like more of a public bathroom where it did clog and I'm like, oh shit, how do you? I just like took a roll of toilet paper and I put it on top of it.
Like kind of cover it.
And then I just kind of run out there.
Notice me.
Okay, so on the topic of poop, farting naturally, right? So let's talk about it in the context of like people or your partner or whoever. Because you're not in a stall, you're kind of like out in public. What do you do when you need to fart?
I hold it in as much as I can.
You do?
I mean,
you find really a way to casually part your butt cheeks.
So how do you do that?
What? Like, if you're sitting in your chair, you lean a little bit to one side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The lean. Yes, I know what you're talking about. To, like, release it out a little bit.
Okay, I guess I do that.
Yeah. So is that in at work or just everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
And so for example, if you needed to fart right now, you would just lift up your butt cheek.
No, because you know you can feel if it's going to be, like, a small one or, like, a big smelly
one.
I would not do the big smelly one.
But you would do a little one right now.
I would do a little one, yeah. But I do think that I'm not really shy about the poo thing, but the farting, that does feel. I think it's because if it's in public, it's like not a place. That's not you're not in like a room where that's supposed to be happening. So
I see. Like there's a designated room for poop, but no designated
like
space.
Like it's an expectation if you're in the bathroom, that's what you're there to do. But if we're like here, expectation is not that. This is not a place for you to fart.
That's true.
It feels inappropriate.
There's definitely been times where I'm like, okay, this is a quiet fart, and I let it out, and it fucking makes noise. I'm like, fuck.
So or you make a sound to cover up and then you part your jeans.
Do you guys, so when you had boyfriends, did you fart around them? Did you feel comfortable farting around them?
No. I don't think I ever did. But it's been a really long time since I've been in a relationship. I think that now I would want to get to a place where I'm comfortable to do that. Yeah.
So I think now I have a boyfriend and it's been like 2 years, like over a year that we've been living together. For like 2 years, I was very shy about my farting.
Yeah.
And I think this happened very recently, and this was in Europe. We were drunk, and we were like roaming around in Zurich, and there's like an open bottle policy. There was like no one out. It was a weekday, and we were just on the streets just drinking. And for some reason, he like farted, and he just goes, "Ooh!" Like he was like very proud of that fart. Like it felt very good leaving his body, and I was like, "That seems really fun, and I need to fart right now." So then I did the same, and that, I think that was the first time where I was just like, "I'm just gonna. This is a thing now where when we fart around each other, usually it's just us two, that will go, ooh.
That it's a...
What was his reaction when you did it for the first time?
He was like, oh my God, did you just... I was like, yeah, you did too. Like, why can't I do it if you do it?
Perfect timing that you guys both farted in the same session.
Yeah.
That's harder if it's like one person does it and then they're like, they're embarrassed.
Yeah. So you ladies want to get to a place where you're just openly
farting. I would love to be able to openly fart with my partner.
Me too.
I can see you, Mel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually really shy. Maybe because I haven't gotten to a place where like my relationships haven't developed to that comfort level yet. That like I could fart around you. Yes, I would ultimately want to feel comfortable and fart around my man and feel not embarrassed when I do it too.
Yeah.
Because even though we do it, it's like, oh, I always feel like, oh shit, like I just farted.
Yeah.
The word fart doesn't even sound pretty.
Yeah.
I farted. Like it doesn't sound like a nice word.
You say I passed gas.
Yes.
Wow.
Flatulence. Yeah. But like, let's break that down. It's like, why is that? Why is it okay that the guy farts? I mean, we're all human and there's fart and poo.
Buttholes, we all poo.
Exactly. Yep. So why is it that guys can fart and women are not expected to? Or our fart doesn't smell like roses either.
That's true. It
smells like a fucking piece of shit that comes out like air.
Well, I know one of my guy friends in college, he used to say like, girls don't fart, girls don't poop. And I'm like, I feel sometimes...
And what fantasy world do you live in?
Yeah, I think sometimes like little comments like that guys make, it's like, oh, then I feel like that's not attractive if I do that, you know? So that's why we don't.
Yeah, you know. It's reflective of a characteristic that or personality type that you don't really want to.
But let's be real though. Among girlfriends, I haven't heard you guys fart at all yet.
That's true. I think it's more like a, like you said, Janet, like a courtesy thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because like it does invade people's space, like physically invade people's
and their
space.
Nostrils. So, yes. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you guys when I'm farting.
Oh, like, yeah, you do.
I told you I was farting on Janet's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, but what you could do is you tell them and then you like move to the side of the room, right? So then now courtesy is like, because then you won't smell it. But then I'm like still comfortable enough to share with you that this is what's happening right now.
Or when you're in like an enclosed space, do you like blame it on someone else? If one of us were farting right now, right? Like we could totally just blame it on someone else. Because you don't know directionally where it's coming
from. Where it's coming from.
Do you feel like directionally you can tell where it's coming from?
There's some of my friends I know by the sense that you farted.
You know your friend's fart sense?
Yeah. My best friend, she has... no shame whatsoever. She poops, farts, like with her boyfriend, she doesn't care. So with me, she's been doing that since we were 10. Her smell, I just know it. Like, I was like, you just fucking shit. You just farted. Like, her poop smells a certain way too.
And do you do the same? Can you fart around her?
I can fart around her.
And she can identify you by your fart too?
I don't know. Maybe.
Now I'm like only very slightly curious what your farts smell like. Very slightly curious.
Want me to start farting around you now?
I don't know, man.
You know? Take our friendship to that next level.
All right. Well, now that we talked about it.
Well, hopefully you guys found some aspects of our conversation either relatable or educational. Our goal was to share our experiences, observations, and tips so that women listening out there might find some comfort or helpful tips and that you might feel empowered to have these conversations with your girlfriends too, because periods and poops are things that everyone has or gets. I mean, men don't get periods, but they poo. So we should feel comfortable talking about that. And for the guys, maybe some of you guys found this as informative from a woman's perspective. And the next time your girlfriend is having an off day, maybe be a little bit more empathetic.
And let her poop.
And let her poop.
Freely.
Encourage her to poop.
Free the poo! If you guys enjoyed this episode, leave us a poop emoji on our last Instagram post. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and you can email us at asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
We're also on the various podcast streaming sites like Overcast and Stitcher, and you can most likely find us on iTunes. So if you like us, leave us a rating and subscribe.
And more recently, we've received some messages from people about speaking engagements. So we're kind of experimenting with this new thing. And if you guys have any kind of events or things that you'd like us to attend, we would be more than welcome to some sort of partnership. So feel free to send us an email or slide into our DMs. Thanks for listening.
Bye.